This is World Update. I'm Peter Dobby. Good morning. Still to come, from 28 up to 42 days, the British government's plans to extend the period of detention for suspected terrorists. At least 18 people are reported to have been killed in clashes on the Pakistan-Afghan border, and becoming a commoner, the King of Nepal, saying goodbye to the Royal Palace. All that after the very latest BBC World News.
BBC News with Cathy Clugston. Reports from Pakistan say more than 20 people, including at least 10 soldiers, have been killed on the border with Afghanistan. It's not yet clear what happened, but the BBC correspondent in Islamabad says there appears to have been a missile strike by US-led forces following clashes on the border between the forces and pro-Taliban militants. The authorities in Sudan have begun an investigation into the cause of a fire on an airliner that killed at least 29 people on Tuesday. Officials say more than half the 210 people on board escaped when the Sudan Airways plane burst into flames after landing in bad weather at Khartoum International Airport. The deposed King of Nepal, Gyanendra, will be moving out of the royal palace in Kathmandu shortly, ending a rule by monarchy that's lasted for centuries. His departure follows a vote by a new assembly 2 weeks ago to make Nepal a republic. Officials in Bangladesh say the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has been released from prison for 8 weeks to go abroad for medical treatment. Sheikh Hasina, who led Bangladesh from 1996 to 2001, has left the special jail in the capital Dhaka, where she'd been held by the interim military government on corruption charges. One of the main architects of economic reform in Vietnam, Vo Van Kiet, has died at the age of 85. Vo Van Kiet guided Vietnam's transition from a socialist to a market economy while maintaining a communist government. A court in Morocco has convicted 29 men of forming a group with intent to carry out terrorist attacks and given them jail sentences of up to 8 years. The Moroccan authorities say the men had links to Al-Qaeda and radical Islamic groups across North Africa. President Bush has been holding talks with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel near Berlin. It's the latest leg of his farewell tour of European countries before he leaves office early next year. Their meeting had been expected to focus on Iran, Afghanistan, the Middle East and climate change.
Hour. Details are sketchy, but it looks as if at least 20 people are reported to have been killed in clashes on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. 10 of the dead were reported to be Pakistani troops killed by an apparent American missile strike launched from inside Afghanistan. 8 Taliban militants were also killed in the fighting. And some more on that just coming in as we're discussing this story. The Pakistani military has now condemned, we're being told, what it described as a cowardly attack by US-led forces that killed, and the number here is 11 Pakistani soldiers. Let's try and get to the bottom of this. We'll talk to our correspondent, Barbara Plett, who's in Islamabad. Barbara, very difficult from where you are, I know, but just try to work out for us what happened here.
Well, the one version that we're hearing here is that US-led forces backing up Afghan forces on the ground clashed with Taliban militants close to the border, and during that fighting, missiles hit border posts manned by Pakistani security personnel, killing a number of soldiers. That is one version that we're hearing here. We still don't have the official statement of events, but what we do have is an official condemnation, which has just now come out by the army, saying it has lodged a very strong protest again, with the coalition forces for what it called an unprovoked and cowardly attack on the border post that killed 11 soldiers. I said that the incident hit, and I'm quoting now, at the very basis of cooperation and sacrifice with which Pakistani soldiers are supporting the coalition in its war against terror. And the statement also says that what it calls acts of aggression do not serve the common cause of fighting terrorism. So a very strongly worded statement from the Pakistani army condemning this missile strike.
This therefore looks as if it was a counter-strike. Is it usual for the NATO-led forces to get involved in this kind of thing?
Well, I mean, the Afghan forces backed by air power from either NATO or the separate US force commonly pursue the Taliban on the Afghan side of the border. This seems to have taken place quite close to the border and may have involved Pakistani Taliban infiltrating from the Pakistani side. And the border demarcation isn't all that clear. It's a very mountainous area. So it may be that that it just got too close to the border and the missiles strayed over hitting this border post. But I should say that NATO itself has said it wasn't part of this particular operation. It was the separate U.S. force, which is known as Operation Enduring Freedom.
Beyond the obvious resonance that this Pakistani military statement will have in the coming hours or days, local administrators in these tribal areas have, relatively speaking, little power. Is that part of the why as to why these skirmishes happen?
Well, I think it's fairly broadly acknowledged that the tribal zone along the frontier is very much dominated by tribesmen who are sympathetic to the Taliban insurgency, and that pro-Taliban militants do have a lot of control there. That is something that the Americans have certainly noted and continually ask the Pakistanis to try to deal with. Now, Pakistan has said it is suffering itself